Come with us on a journey into the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable. We will test your senses and challenge your beliefs. A world where science and religion clash. Or do they? You will meet real people and hear real stories, but you will not believe. You will witness strange sights and hear strange sounds, but you will not believe. This is the New England Ghost Project. Welcome to the nightmare.
Yes, everybody, we are back. Like the sighting of Bigfoot.
I'm so excited.
It's real.
I'm so excited. Been looking forward to this.
I have. I've missed everybody. Yeah, but we're back thanks to our Patreon listeners. And we appreciate their help and support, which helped us get back on the air. So we thank you, members of the Dead Air Society, Ghost Chronicles Radio, and Patreon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyways, you may be sorry you did, but that's another story. Speaking about Bigfoot, did you see the Dean ads for Joe Biden?
No.
Oh, they were so freaking good. Oh, it's probably the best political ad I've ever seen.
No, I got to go watch them.
It has it has Bigfoot. And he's talking about, you see this guy, Joe, it's like, it's real. You got to see it. It's really a good.
I'm trying to lay out as long as I can.
Yeah. I know.
I'm trying to shorten the cycle.
Stay away from the freaking ads. I understand that totally, because it's mostly bullshit anyways.
Yeah.
But that one's funny. That made me laugh. I liked it. Even Jan liked it. So we were all excited about it. But anyway. So anyways, people say, what the hell is that around your neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
It's it makes me walk. I can walk now. Otherwise, I can't. No. Come on. I mean, really? Could you?
How much of an effect? Okay.
See
explain it,
like, it
first, boom, and then we'll see how much effect it has.
Okay.
I'm curious.
I'm curious too. So here's the pamphlet too. So the idea of this thing, and basically, it's an EMF generator.
Oh.
And you know. EMF in the paranormal.
You know EMF rather well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So basically, I get all these little magnetic motors running in there.
So in all these ghost hunts, they're going to see you.
Yeah. Don't laugh. I took this to the seance and tried it on the seance. And I also got I hurt my back, of course. So I got a copper, what do you call it, belt on? What do you call it? So I'm like this big conductor thingy.
Did a doctor tell you to wear the copper belt?
No.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah.
It's okay, though.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just always been curious about this copper type of the wraps and braces and stuff like that. I've just wondered
if it's a good brace. With or without the copper. It's
okay.
a good back brace. So the doctor has approved it. So that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like some of them are too tight, which is not good for you, but this is loose enough that it's good. It works.
No, so. I know people who swear by copper and the wraps and braces and stuff like that. And I've just always wondered how effective it actually is.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I tried it at the seance, figuring, you know, I'd be like this big antenna for the ghosts and stuff. But
good thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Well, except for ridicule, I gave up after a while. People said all I needed was a harmonica.
Oh, God.
Said I was Darth Vader's son.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, so I gave up on that. Anyway, I will try it another time, so.
Yep.
But anyway, so what is this thing? This thing is actually... supposed to promote bone growth.
Is it?
No. Yeah. Now, for those who don't know, I had spinal compression surgery. So they fixed my neck and did a lot of crap to it. But
where are you on the scale of glad it happened, seeing improvement, good thing, this procedure?
The whole procedure wasn't bad. So I really, whole thing was a piece of cake, actually.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Good.
You know, so whatever, expensive piece of cake, but nonetheless, cake.
Nonetheless, yeah.
And so, anyways, what was I saying? Oh yeah, promotes bone growth therapy. So I had surgery and spinal compression. Okay, now yeah, you know, I injured my back, also burst disc, a bulging disc, and fractured back, but. On that note, the burst disc, by the way, the body will actually take care of that. It'll eat it all up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was the worst thing. That was actually the one that was killing me, because when you burst a disc, the fluid from the inside actually burns the nerve.
Oh.
So you're in pain.
Yeah. And that's 6 months minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Nerve regeneration.
Brutal. Yeah. Brutal. Anyway, so yeah, so this thing here, they did this spinal compression, which, okay, another side note, I got 1,000 stories on this. I went to see the bone specialist, the guy that did the operation and everything. Young guy, mm-hmm. Dr. Jungheim, good German.
Okay, good.
Ah, jawohl.
Fine.
Anyway, he did good. So I asked him, can I ask you a question? It's kind of a stupid question. He says, no, ask. I says, is it possible that I'm taller? So he says, no, that's not a stupid question. You are.
Wow.
Because what had happened is I've been around my house. I mean, my house, I've been living for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
Right. And I know it started hitting my heads on things that I know were there. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I'm not effed up. So, but yeah, it's not like inches.
Yeah.
But it's enough to get me over 6 feet again, which I love.
All right.
Because I had gone down under that mark, but I'm back up again. So I'm happy.
Jeez, but, if you'd known, you could have asked for a couple more inches.
I know.
It'd be 6'1", 6'2".
I wonder if they can do it in other areas too.
That's all another story. It's a whole another show.
Another story for another show. Yeah. So, how does this electromagnetics promote bone therapy? Bone growth therapy is commonly known as growth bone stimulation, and is a safe, non-surgical treatment your doctor has prescribed to improve. By the way, this thing's about $3,000.
Whoa.
To help fuse or heal fractured bones, these devices are used low strength. Pulse electromagnetic field, or a PEMF, to activate the body's natural healing process.
Well,
so
go.
It doesn't
yeah.
actually,
doesn't
heal,
actually
the bone.
Heal it. Yeah,
it activates the body's parts to do it. I mean, because we're a big machine, basically, and mm-hmm. we have different things and different jobs that the different parts do and they fix. So electrical currents have been used to heal bones since the mid-1800s.
Well, yeah, they loved electricity back then.
However, it wasn't until 1950s that scientists made an important discovery. When human bone is bent or broken, it generates an electrical field.
Bent? You
bent.
Can bend a bone?
Oh, sure you can.
Bend it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why can't you?
Never heard of a bent bone. Fractured bone?
Yeah,
broken bone?
You've seen people with weird... shape in my hand.
Oh, well, yeah, like it grows differently. I thought you meant like a traumatic bending of a bone or something.
I wonder if it can. Now you got me thinking about that. Anyways, I'm just reading this.
His bone is bent.
When human bone
we
is
see him this week, his bone is bent.
Bent to broken.
Another show.
It's another
again,
show.
Another show.
Yeah. I think they have a cure for that now. I've seen it advertised.
I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, they do it for those who suffer from bent bones.
That didn't take long.
No.
I got off the rails. Welcome back.
Yeah. It generates electric field. Wait a minute. When humans' bones are bent or broken, it generates electric field. So the bone itself actually generates electrical field, which means, you know, I mean, we are basically a big computer,
yeah,
because we got electricity go running through us everywhere, and right. our nerves, our skin, every sensitive's everywhere. Yeah. They go to the brain, which processes all this crap. And
if you've ever been hit by a taser, you understand.
You got a story there?
No, not one I'm willing to.
Should
tell.
I try it?
No,
at the seance, I will do it. Shoot me with a taser. Let me see if I can generate a field that I can talk
I'm
to.
Gonna go ahead and advise against.
Anyway, so low-level electrical field activates the body's internal repair mechanism, which in turn stimulates bone growth. Mm-hmm. Bone growth therapy was initially used to stimulate the natural healing process in long fracture bones.
Okay.
Once again, another show. The treatment proved to be successful. The science studied effectiveness on spinal fusions. The results show that bone growth therapy is used for spinal surgery in high-risk patients. Fusions is a success can be increased when compared to surgery didn't use it. So how's that?
So who prescribed this for you? Was it your surgeon? Was it your orthopedist?
The surgeon. It's the same guy. Same guy.
Oh, same guy?
He's doing the whole deal.
He's doing the whole deal.
Yeah.
He's doing the physical therapy and the orthopedics?
Physical therapy. You don't need physical therapy.
No, you're not doing physical.
I'm Polish.
Okay.
Damn. Physical therapy.
Again, another show.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, no physical therapy. I never had it. Everybody says that. Oh, you're in physical. No, I didn't have physical therapy.
Well, good.
Why should I?
Lucky you.
Yeah. Did I suffer? Yes. But that's another story. So anyways, it's been around for that long time.
You didn't
time.
Suffer on purpose. No. Like you do in physical therapy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So anyways, I actually told my cardiologist on this, who was the head cardiologist.
Oh, yeah.
A cardiologist at because I can't go around people with pacemakers. All right, shoot them out.
How do you know someone's got a pacemaker
when they drop dead on you?
Don't go around pacemakers. It's not like people wear a sign or a pin or anything.
It's not like I wear this out anywhere. I brought it in today, the show for the show and tell.
Oh, I didn't
know. I don't wear this around. Okay, I need it's got a little meter on there, so
it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah. See, I got 2 hours and 6 minutes left.
Okay. Yeah.
So what it does is,
can you feel it? Do you sense it at all?
All it does, the only thing you can, two things. Okay. We lost the cardiologist story, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get back.
I'll just mention anyway. I will get to yours. The cardiologist. So I went to see my cardiologist and I said, I got this thing. And he says, sounds like quackery to me. So I guess it's not accepted. But, you know, people who did this back in the 1800s were called quacks. And some of them were actually prosecuted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because if you go back to some of the early healing machines,
Well, all they had was electricity. And electricity was relatively new. So they just.
It was so cool. They did everything.
Yeah. It'll fix anything. Mm. Well, they did, you know. Shock therapy, right?
Still do.
They still do shock therapy? That's still accepted practice?
The state of Massachusetts, and just stepped on something. Oh, there's my cord.
Yep.
All right. The state of Massachusetts is trying to ban it. And, well, no.
Oh,
no,
good.
Get this.
Yeah.
Actually, patients and doctors are trying to.
Objecting?
Objecting, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it does have its uses. I mean, it was archaic and they used it like everything else. Right. It was overdone. You know?
Cure all.
Yeah. And probably there wasn't enough research in it.
Well, I wonder what it looks like now. I mean,
I don't know. You want to find out?
No, I don't.
Field trip. We'll go to some mental hospital.
My back and my chiropractor, I do basically electroshock therapy. They have electric stimulus, which works really well. I love it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you have that too?
I've had that.
Oh, cool.
When I go to my chiro, she usually hooks me up with that.
Oh, chiro.
Yeah.
Now, there's another quackery.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I know. Isn't that weird, though? It's like, you know, that's another one that has changed over the years. I've gone to one or two.
My chiro is the best.
Yeah.
She kicks my ass.
I was
ass.
Going through it and I was pretty much happy with it until one time I went out of there and I went in worse than I came out. So I said, screw this.
No, my chiro.
Besides, it was too much pain to go back in.
She fixed me.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a she?
Yeah.
She a babe?
She's attractive. Yeah.
Sweet. Anyway.
About 95 pounds. She kicks my ass.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, and the neck thing. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. That just drives me nuts.
It hurts?
No, it doesn't hurt, but I'm just waiting for it to snap my neck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just, I get nervous about it.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we should have asked Dr. Kim, because if anybody's still using it, because I don't know if you know Dr. Kim people, but you should, because she has a show just before this one called.
Your daily game face.
Yeah, I got to sit in your face. You know that, don't you?
Well, we'll have her on. Talk about it.
Yeah, because that would, electrify. But I know that, I don't want to get into electrical. So let's go back to your question, which was.
Do you feel it?
Do I feel it?
Do you feel the effect?
Yeah, we have to have some kind of a flow in this show. You know?
It's first show back. It's free form.
Yeah. So. Can I feel it? That's an interesting. There are two effects. Mm-hmm. I call effects, side effects of this thing. Number one is when I have it on now, all I hear is.
Oh, in your headsets?
Yeah, because it's activating in the speaker. So we've used the phone. It's the same way.
So if you get close to the speaker, like your cell phone, we can pick up the cell phones on this, on your microphone.
Okay.
If it's too close. So I'm guessing that would do the same thing.
Yeah. You hear the ticking. Yes. Constant. Actually, I'm going to shut this off because I don't need it anymore anyway.
You're all healed.
I still got 2 hours left. So.
Okay.
But anyway. So that's one effect, which is nothing really. You know,
like Steve Grogan.
So, you know, I asked everybody when I that first came out, because I do the podcast and everything. I was afraid that was going to go through the air, but it doesn't. You can't hear it. I can. So that's that.
But can you hear it without the headphones, or is it just going through your headphones?
No, just through my headphones. Because it's doing the speakers.
Yep.
That's what it's doing. It's actually doing the speakers.
The speakers are just electromagnetic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, the other thing is that this thing is not that light.
Yeah.
So after a while, it gets a little heavy on my neck.
Right.
But the good thing is I have 4 hours a day. I can take it off. Excuse me. Shut it off and take it off and go back to another time.
Yep.
So I have done this. Let me see.
How many hours a day do you do it?
No, 4 hours a day. Just the thing. Yep. 4 hours a day. That's all you can do. It shuts off after that. So I've been doing this, according to this, for 211 days.
Wow.
But that's not correct. Because
that's not correct, no.
Because there's like, I think, two, maybe 3 days that were false. What you do is you turn this on, it starts the thing. So if I turn it on and then shut it off, if I don't do it quick enough, then what happens, it counts as a day. So in reality, I've only missed out of the 211. I think I've not completed my therapy on like 4 days max. A couple times were because I thought it needed recharging.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was done, but it needed recharging. So I heard the beep, and that was it was just minutes anyways. It was nothing really good.
Has it been 200 plus days since we've done a show?
I don't know.
Here? It's been a while. I know you've been on other shows, yeah.
It's been a while.
Seems like a lot, but
it's 200 days since I started using it. Doesn't mean I didn't have it when I did the show here.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did because when it's been about a year for the operation, right? I think it was in March, right? Or was it June? Shit, I can't remember. I can't say that in the year. Okay, take that. Bleep.
Well, that's not a year. It's about 200 days, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's a little, because I started wearing this just the week after.
Yeah.
So that's when I had it. So about 200 days. Anyway.
All right.
So that's the story on this electromagnetic therapy crap thing. So anyways, I don't want to read this. There's other stuff on there, but it's interesting. See, there's something that came back years and years ago. You know, they were doing magnets and you know, you can do magnetic theory. I mean, you should know that, right? You lay down and they put magnets on you.
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with it.
I'm sure
they do it. Yeah.
You know, hot rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do hot rock therapy. They do magnetic therapy, too. Basically, you're supposed to line up your electrical.
And, of course, there's Reiki, which is just all energy management. That's what we're told.
To me, that's more of
quackery.
Yeah. I mean, it's not quackery, but it's like totally an improvement. Yeah, you might feel better, but how much is it a placebo? I mean, I've studied Reiki, so
Oh, have you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner.
Are you?
Yeah. And I've done Reiki. But the science behind it, I can't really. I mean, because you're basically drawing energy from the universe and it's passing through you into the whatever. So, you know. So you look at that aspect of it, it's kind of like mumble jumble. So
I believe
I'm not saying, you know, Jan's had it and she loves it. There are millions of people who love it. And I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying the science behind it sucks.
Yeah, I believe human energy can be manipulated. I'm just not sure. current Reiki practitioners are doing it.
But how are they doing it? How are they doing it?
I don't believe.
They're not touching you. I'm not sure. They're just like moving, like, you know, I don't know, whatever. But then again, okay. Then again, you've been hurt many times in your life, right?
Sure.
You've been married.
Yep.
You're with someone now, right?
Yep.
And when you've hurt and you cuddle with them, right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel better in some ways?
Of course.
So it's almost like that energy is...
All you got to do is hang with your dog. No, I'm serious. But they, some of that's mental. Some of that is as actual physical energy. Right?
I think it's... Yeah, I think it, in that case, it's almost like an exchange because there's direct contract we're
Makes
talking
sense.
About.
Yep.
I'm not talking about just hanging around with someone. I'm talking about cuddling them.
Right.
You know, being close contact. And that's intriguing to me anyways.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought up the dog.
Okay,
because you love your dog, don't you?
I love my dog, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the best, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah?
Damn Aussies. He's psycho. Bit me the other day, but...
What?
Didn't want me to go out.
So he bit you?
Separation anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, they're herders, so they nip.
My wife does that to me. Well, that's a story for another show.
Yeah, exactly. We get the next six shows lined up.
So, anyways, you like dogs.
I do. I love dogs. What's not to love about a dog?
Well, this is what not to love about a dog.
Yeah.
This family had a dog.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yep, yep, yep.
Ate him alive?
No. Nothing that bad. Nothing that bad. Let me get to the beginning of this so I can... dog eating your homework is a story you've heard many times.
Mm-hmm.
But one Pennsylvania couple has advantage over all of that. Their dog, Cecil, basically they had $4,000 in an envelope to do home improvement.
Oh my God.
And he put it on the counter. So guess what happened?
Cecil ate $4,000.
So just guess what happened?
Oh my God.
I just walked around the house doing stuff, says the owner, and came back, and then all of a sudden I walked in on Cecil, who was standing on a pile of mutilated cash.
Oh my God.
The laws is the name of the people. Says Cecil had never in all the 7 years of his life gotten on the counter and typically is more snuggly as a couch potato.
Yeah.
So that was pretty shocking when I when her 100-pound doodle
oh God
became interested in the money. It sounded out of character. It just didn't seem real. The dog seemed fine at first until the middle of the night when the laws woke up to by the sound of every dog owner knows, oh too well, the gagging of their pet about to vomit.
He ate a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, and I don't get a whole story, the dog ate $4,000.
Yep.
So they were able to pieced together some of it that was torn up and collected the rest.
I want to know the net here.
Collected the rest from the puke and the dog poop.
Oh, God.
And were able to recover $3,500.
Oh, good for them.
The bank then actually took it.
Oh, God. Well, legal tender, right?
I don't know about that, isn't it? I mean,
there had to be some level of obligation here because who would accept that just out of the kindness of their heart?
$3,550 from dog's ass and mouth, stomach.
Oh, God.
Would you do that for $4,000? Would you go through this crap?
Oh, I'd try like hell, yeah.
Would you really?
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah. I understand why he went after the bills, though, because, I mean, everybody's handling them. There weren't new bills, I imagine.
Yeah, but it was all in an envelope.
I know, but the smell
of
humans.
On the counter.
There's like 1,000 humans you can smell up there.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Cocaine, too, I'm sure.
Don't get me started.
So I saw another story regarding this, too, and it was about this woman.
But wait a second. How much was the vet bill? Because they had to take him to the vet. So that probably paid. No?
Oh, vet.
No vet? Because that would have been the $3,500 if
he would have done. Cecil did it all on his own.
Good for Cecil.
Good, Cecil. Well, the owners did too. Can you going through dog poop $4,000? I don't know. So you do it for $4,000.
Depending on how hopeless it looked. I think I would. That's okay. A lot of money.
So I saw this.
I'm just worried. The bank is the part that surprises me.
Oh, they work. And they told them the whole story, and the bank decided to work with them. So
yeah,
well, which is good nice.
For them.
Good for the bank.
Yeah.
Nothing like any bank around here, but that's another story.
But like, did they just walk into the bank with a couple?
No,
bags
they let, I'm sure they give them a heads up.
Yeah.
They probably went to say, you know, my dog ate.
No, I understand.
$4,000. Yeah. Is there any way that I can claim this for real money that hasn't been puked or shut out?
Did they have to put it together?
Oh, they cleaned it.
They cleaned it.
And put it together. So $4,000. So you do it.
Holy cow.
So I saw another article, by the way, where this woman was offered $6,000 to show her boobs to this guy.
Yep. Oh, indecent proposal, sort of.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, no pictures or nothing, just look at the boobs. So I thought about that. $6,000, a lot of money, right?
Yep.
You're ready to go through shit for $4,000.
Right.
So I said to my wife, would you show your boobs for $6,000? She said, hell no.
Hell no?
Hell no.
Oh, wow.
She said, that's prostitution. I said, no, he's just looking. What God gave you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd drop my pants for $4,000-$6,000. Would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you would, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Women are different, I guess.
I don't know what kind of person would be wanting me to drop my pants, but
I don't either.
Still,
but yeah. Whatever. $6,000. I mean, it's like.
I'd show Jan's for $6,000.
Sorry, I laughed too loud on that one. That was too funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, you'd show Jan's for $6,000, too.
$6,000. Yeah, I'd be divorced, though, after.
Well, even better.
Even better?
Well, you just delay the payment of the $6,000
until after the divorce. Yeah, you grabbed up all the $6,000 you earned. By the way, who would own that $6,000? Would it be her with the boobs, or would it be?
I don't know. I need to know. I need to know more of the story, though. They must have known each other.
No.
No?
Perfect stranger.
Just walked up to somebody and said, I want his $6,000?
His $6,000 cash. Put it in the hand. $6,000 cash.
Wow. Was this an social experiment or something? Or,
I have no idea.
Or just a guy with a hobby?
Guy with too much money, evidently.
Guy with too much money, yeah.
God, you know how many prostitutes would take that? What do they get for it? Never mind.
It's not even, I wouldn't pay $6,000. No.
Well, I mean, no offense, but you look at some of these stupid tickets for the NBA court side, what they're paying is a ridiculous amount of money. And it's actually a ridiculous amount of money for a lot of these events.
Okay. I work at a sports book, so you don't need to tell me about ridiculous amounts of money.
So there you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You got way too much money. Is there a gap? Yeah, there's got to be a gap if you can spend that amount of money for
a question in my head on almost a daily basis is how much money would I have to have before I would spend that much money on that?
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
anyway. But I go that way with cars, you know, even some cars, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't, honest to God, I wouldn't spend a bunch of money for a car.
No, even
to me, it's a vehicle. I mean, it's nice, but I hate driving anyways. I wouldn't mind driving if there was nobody else on the road. I'd be happy. But
you wouldn't spend like six figures on a Maserati or something.
No.
I would never have enough money.
To me, a car is just a vehicle. It's a way to get you here for the day.
Yep.
If I could
but it's different for some people. I get that.
Yeah. I mean, they enjoy it. You know, we each their own. But anyway, so.
I shouldn't say it because of the other shows I do, but people spend six figures, seven figures, eight figures, nine figures on a baseball card.
Yeah.
It's like, how much money would I have to have before I'd spend that? Right. God bless you if it gives you that kind of return, but there is an investment aspect to it, I guess, but.
I know, but yeah, that's weird. You still got to have all that money to start with, which is like, why would you? Yeah. I mean, it happens not just in baseball cards, but all kinds of crazy stuff.
Any kind of collectible. Yeah.
Even a coin of some sort, you know, it's just crazy. That's like this penny and it's worth $1 million. It's like, okay, if you say so.
Yeah. There was a big story recently. What was the, there was a movie prop. It was a tutu that Sarah Jessica Parker wore. in one of the Sex and the City movies. Went for like $50,000. It's like, what are we doing?
In all fairness, though, I like cool stuff. I collect cool stuff, but I'm not going to pay big money for it.
Yeah, you don't go out and buy it. Like, no. I have some stuff.
I mean, I would buy some low price stuff or whatever. I mean, it would, to me, it has a certain value, you know?
No, well, like when I went to Ireland for my daughter's wedding, I got a Bushmill nip and filled it with sand from the beach. It's like free, but, you know, means something to me.
Yeah.
Bring a little of the homeland back.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the homeland. Yeah, freak. You're a little Italian.
I'm not Irish and Italian, thank you.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Third generation Irish.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
He's going to bring out his ancestry.
No, that's fine.
He's going to bring out his ancestry.
No.
My father, great, 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 great father was the bear in the cave.
Oh, here we go. You're crossing my bingo card here.
Anyway, we should take a break anyways, and we'll come back. I got an interesting ghost story. So,
let's ride.
Cool. Like that.
Yeah, now we're back. We're hearing all this stuff.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition right here on the net.
Do you have a paranormal event, book, or something else you want people to know about? Then why not advertise it on Ghost Chronicles Radio? With over 150,000 downloads a month, get your message out to an audience that's interested in the subject. We have a plan at a cost that fits your needs. For more information, contact Ron Kolick at anyghostproject@comcast.net or call 978-455-6678.
Are you seeing a ghostly apparition every time you look in the mirror? Are you terrified to realize that that pale, lifeless, lack of energy form hovering before you is in fact you? How would you like to be transformed? Healing begins from within, and it's never too late to start feeling good. Are you curious? Interested? Good. Don't wait another minute. Visit transformyourlifenow.org or contact Maureen. The email address is maureen@transformyourlife.org.
Everyone is cashing in on social media, and all marketing roads lead through social media. If you want to make a splash here in the Merrimack Valley, you need to tap in. This is where the new CEM Podcast Studios come in. Of course, you can spend your time, energy, and money learning how to wrangle technology to make a podcast instead of running your business. Or you can invest in telling everyone in the Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, the Seacoast, or everywhere in the world about your great business, product, service, or yourself. The CEM Podcast Studio is a local audio and video studio dedicated to the craft of podcasts. Their studios feature state-of-the-art recording and mixing equipment designed specifically to produce the best audio and video podcasts. Best of all you need to worry about is your show, your business, and your brand. We do the rest. Call 978-686-9966. That's 978-686-9966 to schedule a no-obligation tour of the CEM facilities and meet with a podcast specialist. Or go to cempodcast.com to find out more about podcasting services. cempodcast.com, your window to the world.
We're back.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Anyway, welcome back to Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition right here on the net. Brought to you by Circles of Wisdom, 286 Merrimack Street, Methuen, Massachusetts. The Glant Messier Family Law Group, 15 High Street, North Andover, Massachusetts. And our very good friends on Ghost Chronicles Radio and Patreon who help bring this show to you live and on podcasts everywhere. So there you go. Anyway, back. What were we talking about? I forgot what we were talking about. There was something about the electromagnetic. Oh, yeah. I wanted to get back to that caller because there was one other thing that I wanted to mention. Do you know what a God helmet is?
I do not.
God helmet is actually have one we made for a Spirit Quest one year. Spirit Quest is coming back this year once again.
Is it a religious tinfoil hat?
I love it. No, it's a helmet with electromagnetic things in it that generate and stimulate certain portions of the brain mm-hmm. that makes you see stuff.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, you know, electronic LSD.
All right.
You know,
fair enough.
One pill mom gives you, you know, the thing. You know the song. Anyways, yeah. So I was interested about that because I thought maybe... you know, with the thing that I might have hallucinations and stuff. Nah, no such luck.
No. You made a God helmet, though?
Yeah, we made one. Yeah.
How did it work? Why wouldn't that work in principle, though? I mean, I don't know about the specific God helmet and the print and the technicality of that, but in principle, you got to be able to stimulate certain portions of the brain. Didn't I read about a Japanese company that's supposed to take your dreams and
generate them? We talked about that, I think, on one show, by the way, I believe. But let me give you that information on the God helmet before I move on.
I don't
on.
Have good enough dreams to go for that.
I do. I have vivid dreams.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Pleasant though? Positive? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad ones and good ones, but a lot of good ones. Very vivid. Lately, I've been dreaming about $8,000. I mean...
That's Cecil 8? Yeah.
It just pops in my...
8,000.
And different dreams, it comes in different scenarios.
So is $8,000 coming your way?
I don't know. But here, let me see.
Unfortunately, I have very practical dreams.
Practical? Like what?
They're very literal. They're not, like, I'm not flying or anything. Or
there's actually a picture of the God helmet if you wanted to check it out. I don't know if you forgot how to do that or not, but I don't know.
I haven't forgotten.
God helmet.
Just haven't done it in a while.
God helmet can stimulate religious experiences. So,
no, that's not what I get.
Just put God helmet on there. You'll find it.
Oh.
Or picture a God helmet or whatever. You'll go Google images. God helmet. The God helmet is an experimental apparatus called the Corin helmet after inventor Stanley Corin. It was developed by Corin and neuroscientist Michael Pressinger. I love that name, Pressinger. It sounds prestigious. To study creativity, religious experiments, and the effects of subtle stimulation to the temporal lobes. Reports of by participants sense the presence while wearing the God helmet, and prince the presence while wearing the God helmet brought the attention of in several documentaries. The device was used by Pressinger's research in the field of neural therapy. You got it?
I just had to show this one because it's fun.
Yeah.
They're different. As you can see in the upper left, there's more practical ones, but this one is a good picture.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Did you ever see the one that I used for Dining with the Dead?
No.
It was a colander.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Had it all wired up and...
Yep.
Yep, I had an electrical pack on it and an EMF meter attached to it. And yeah, it was when Karen O'Keefe came over, I wore it. I was like, blew him away.
I'm sorry. If I'm going to one of your events and you want me to put something like that on my head, I don't know if I'm doing it.
I did it.
Yeah,
that's what I did. The device has been used for the research of neurotherapy. The study reported neural stimulation correlates to religious and spirituality. The apparatus placed on the head of the experimental subject generates a very weak magnetic field, just like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Pressing to refer to it as complex, like other neutral stimulations in low intensity magnetic fields, just like mine.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should wear it on the head for the rest of the show, see what happens.
You had it pretty close to your head.
I know, but maybe you get a weird on your head to stimulate the particular thing. Remember, it's a low pulse electricity.
All right.
So, anyways.
I'd be down for that.
What, wearing it for the rest of the show? Of
course you would. Trying it up.
Make me look stupid. Yeah, it's fine.
No,
where's the harmonica? Anyways, there's a whole thing. So you can check it out on the internet, but... most reports from Pressinger's lab consist of people sensing presences. So, other words, you know, like that's how you feel a ghost, right? It's like, oh, I feel a presence, yep. You know. Like, you know. People often interpret these as that of angels or deceased subjects or groups of beings of some kind. They also have been reports in which the participant has experienced what they perceive as God. Pressinger reports that at least 80% of the participants experience a presence besides them in the room.
Hmm.
Huh. other reports have been less evocated experiences. Yeah, that's what I had.
Yep.
So anyway, you know, it's an interesting thing.
Just think of how many places would have elevated electronic pulses and how it might affect people.
What do you think?
Looks great.
Think.
Yep.
I have to try that. No kidding. Seriously.
Not with that, but
yeah, with that.
Okay.
I'll try with that. Yeah, try I got it at home. I sit around at home.
It's the worst thing that can happen.
I kill my wife.
Thicken your skull. A little bone growth in your skull.
It wasn't me. It was this electronic device.
Your Honor. It was a failed experiment.
Yeah, failed experiment gone wrong. Very wrong. But anyway.
But think about that. There's got to be workplaces and things like that where there's a lot of electrical impulse floating around.
Yeah.
That might create some, might wreak havoc with your brainwaves.
Hmm. You know what? When you think about it, now they mention this, you mention it, is you think about all electronic crap happening in the world, cell towers and everything else, right? Look how crazy people are now.
Yep.
Is there a correlation?
Oh, you're going to 5G? 5G route? Going to drive us all crazy?
Mm.
All government plot, global government plot.
Remember when cell phone came out, the EMF meter, cell meter was invented for that too, because it was supposed to be brain cancer created from electromagnetic fields. We don't know a lot about electromagnetic fields. There's been studies saying that, you know, they do cause ghosts. I mean, I remember the one on the show. I mean, this is way back when we did the real live show. It was, those are my favorite shows, by the way. Nothing against these, but
yeah.
Back when we were on air on AM radio,
right,
and people would call in. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Way back in the other studio.
Yep.
And one show we would all, not one show, but that when it was first doing it, we would get this woman who would call in and always saw one-eyed aliens in her kitchen.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. She would always call. And so finally she called constantly on it. So I said, fine, I'll go check it out afterwards. And I went and checked it out with my EMF meter. And somebody else came with me. I can't remember. But anyway, we went to her house and we went upstairs, which was like a third floor.
Right.
And when I went in there, that EMF meter was like blaring. I mean, it was off the scale. That's how much EMF was generated.
Did you find the source of it?
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere. It must have been towers next to it, or like, it could be anything.
That's what I was going to bring up, because as you just mentioned, we work in a radio group here, and the studio's in a radio group, and I've worked with some AM towers, like people who next door from the tower who are having all kinds of issues with stuff, and it's like on a daily basis that much, because AM radio throws a lot of signal.
Yeah.
A lot of signal. Like you're not supposed to be touching it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's going to wreak havoc with your brain.
Oh, we got to say hi to Sandy DeRosa.
All right.
There you go.
Hi, Sandy.
So anyways, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was a big deal back then. I mean, and the one-eye aliens were basically not naughty pinos on her paneling.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so she interpreted that. I mean, she could be just crazy too, but all I know is that the EMF in there was ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
Was it just on the third floor or throughout a home?
She lived on the third floor.
Third floor. Okay.
So, I mean, I checked. It was like a four-bedroom
flat
or whatever, and went to all the rooms, and it was just like everywhere. I mean, it really was.
If there was a radio tower there.
I have no idea. It was not far from the station. I can blame you guys.
Well, our towers are up on Mount Washington. Yeah, no, Mount Washington. What is it called over there? No, over in Haverhill.
Oh, yeah, Ward Hill.
No.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it now. I don't know why. Because I'm getting old.
Anyway. So, it was interesting. But EMF does cause it. I'm going to have to play with that just for giggles. Check it out. But anyways.
You haven't thrown the EMF meter at it?
Oh, so I fun. Have. We oh, have.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. When I were at the seance, they measured me out. Yeah. It was there. It was good.
Well,
was
all strong. This EMF work that you've done in these situations, is there a correlation between sightings and EMF readings?
You know, EMF is like the most misunderstood, excuse me, misunderstood way of checking out for ghosts.
Okay. I mean,
because we don't, first of all, we don't know what ghosts are, and so we don't know how EMS sure. would affect them. Some people say they manipulate electromagnetic fields, and that's how they make appearances, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of theories on it, but they're all theories. I mean, we really don't have
right.
solid proof on it. And we know that EMF can come anywhere. I mean, you know, it could be a taxi going by, you sure. could pick up EMF, you could be a long distance tower, it could be, you know, a lot of different reasons why you're picking up EMF. Could be a plane flying above you, could mm-hmm. be a lot of things. So people go on these ghost hunt and they say, oh, I've done a sweep of the place, and you know, the electricity was all shut off, but you can get readings from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I do believe there's a correlation between certain psychic phenomena and EMF. I, as you know, I've worked with Maureen Wood for a long mm-hmm. time, who was a trance medium. And the interesting part about it was whenever she goes into these trance, or even whenever she's communicating with the spirit, the EMF does go off.
Like it's not there before she goes into.
Yeah, the... I mean, it's like, you know, there are many, many instances. Like, for instance, would be one place we were checking out, and she said, "There's a little boy here," and I'm running, you know, holding my meter, and going, I'm not getting any reading. She says, "He's a little boy. Bring it down." And I brought it down. Sure enough, it went off.
Oh, wow.
There are other cases up at the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse. Where she was in the back, and she says, I see a woman guiding in here, and yada, yada. And so I brought my meter, and she says, bring it down low, because she's guiding. And so we brought it down low, and once it went off. And as long as she said the spirit was there, the meter would go off. And as soon as she said the spirit left, the meter went off. Now, that being said, can I say the ghost or the spirit tipped that EMF to make it go off? No, I can't. We also, as you know, from this device that I have, generates EMF ourselves. We produce electricity.
Yeah, humans.
Yeah, humans yeah. do. So am I really reading Maureen? So whether it's when she goes into the psychic thing, is the electrical output greater?
Yeah, does her EMF profile change as she goes
yes.
into it?
Yes, so am I reading her and not a spirit?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I can't tell you that one way or the other. So, I mean, it's interesting. EMF, like I said, is very misunderstood. I find it intriguing.
Yeah.
Most people do, but they don't really understand it. So
EMF level doesn't necessarily indicate ghosts, but there is seems to be some ties.
There's a correlation between psychic phenomena and EMF, whether that's ghosts or, yeah. or paranormal phenomena, excuse me. And so it we don't know how it's generated, and we don't know. I mean, we don't know enough about the human being itself, rather, to come up. We have theories about how different things work, but we don't really know how much of this stuff do we generate ourselves. You know, we always yep. talk about alternative realities. I mean, I have a penchant for if I want something. And we discussed this before in the show that it'll not materialize, but it'll be there.
Manifest.
Yeah, manifest. I guess the word. Yeah, you know, like, you know, a simple thing like ice cream in a certain yeah. brand that I wanted, and I go shop and I go back and there's one there.
But
it's
when
crazy.
Manifesting is the big key of The Secret, and
yeah,
it's very metaphysical in The Secret, but I think it's just human nature. I think you have a personality that tends to manifest what it is you're. And manifestation, for me, from a human psychology standpoint, is just taking one step towards it all the time. Thoughts become things. Once you start thinking about something, you do take small steps to get you there. It's just the way humans work, I think. I think that's part of it for me.
Yeah. It's like that ice cream. I looked for it. I didn't see it. Then I went shopping, came back, and there was one there right out in the front. Now, did I not see that there? And then all of a sudden, I wanted to see it, so I did see it. Or
I think so.
Yeah. You don't, well, we don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, there are many instances of similar to that, that, that things have happened that, you know, I'll go.
Well, the prime example.
I'll go for the store for one thing. And it'll be one thing on the shelf, that one particular item. So, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
My ex-wife bought a car and I didn't know the car existed. And then after that, that's all I'm seeing. You know, it's about mental focus in a lot of ways, huh?
It's a curse.
No, it's just, I didn't know that actual car existed. Now it's because your focus is there. Now you can see it. But I think everything we talk about is a mixture of that human nature and whatever stuff is going on that we don't understand, because I don't think we understand everything. I don't think we understand all of our input. All the stimulus we get and how much
we contribute. I mean, we know about mass hysteria where people will see the same thing and you know, but
that doesn't mean that every sighting or every experience is hysteria.
No, I'm not trying to diminish any of the things. I'm just saying these are alternative. It's such a, why I do it, because it's such an interesting field. I want to learn more. I want to understand things a little bit more, but you have to look at both sides of the thing. I saw a documentary, and I think it's on either Tubi or Netflix, and it was called Ghosts in the Afterlife. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and it's like, oh, these scientists will, after this, you will believe in all this, you know, and I watched it, and it was intriguing. But then again, I looked at that whole show. Van Prague was in it, Dr. Moody. All the doctors they had, the PhDs and everything else, were all people that believed in this.
Yeah.
So you basically got one side of the story.
Yeah.
And you could see it's like,
just described Gaia, basically.
Gaia?
Yeah, the channel Gaia, that it's all about ancient aliens and ghosts and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's like, it's coming from a certain perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there were certain shows in the past that have showed, you know, what was that one, Unexplained? I think it was one. Was the Unexplained that did it?
Unexplained existed, but yeah.
Both sides of the story, which is interesting. I mean, that's what we need. Unfortunately, we're not being pushed to think anymore. We just, you know, in other words, I read on the internet, so it must be true, type of thing. We accept things too readily. We just don't think about it. We don't explore other avenues and try to understand. I mean, science ain't perfect. There's many things that science believed in that they don't believe in anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And there are many things that they dismiss that then, like this electromagnetic collar of mine that now accepted.
Yep.
So, I mean, by the way, the insurance company paid for that. So, you know, they accepted.
Yeah, right. It has to have some effectiveness.
$3,000.
Well, here's my lesson about dealing with humans.
Okay.
Everyone wants to reduce everything to single effect. It's this or it's that.
Yes.
And with humans, single effect is always wrong. There's always a bunch of stuff going on.
It's gray.
Yeah, you know, it's always.
People want to see the world in black and white, but it's really gray.
And unfortunately, you know this, I've said this on the show many times, and what I like about you and I like dealing with Steve Parsons and Maureen and all this stuff is that there are so many incidents that you hear about, but a lot of them, so many of them are garbage. You just got to weed through them and get to the real compelling instances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I love about doing this. It's like there's... you can get 1,000 stories and 990 of them are garbage and 10 of them are like, okay, that's kind of interesting.
Steve and I talked about this in the last show, in fact, is, and we got into this thing, Ghosts in the Afterlife. One of the things they had a famous producer, and I can't remember his name, of course, because I'm me. And he had gone to Lilydale. He used to go to Lilydale, and he, believe it or not, he used to buy teacups and stuff like that. He was like big into
Lilydale
teacups.
Town?
Lilydale, that's the big psychic center in New York.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. The little compound. Mm-hmm. Anyways, they have, it's more than that. They have antiques. It's a real town. So they have the antiques there and everything. So he used to go to the antique stores and browse and everything else. So he had a new girlfriend and he said, oh, I want you to go see this place where I get a lot of my teacups and stuff. So he went in, and when he went into the antique store, the guy was there with his head down and crying. And she says, what's the matter? He says, the landlord doubled our rent last month, a week ago, whatever. It was a short period of time. And my partner had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
So, you know, after that, they left. They started going to his house, which wasn't too far away, and they were going up the driveway, and they looked over by a wood pile, and there was a man there sitting on the wood pile in like a flint, whatever. But it was a man sitting there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, like, woman, they ran into the house and closed the door and locked it.
Yeah.
Because she screamed. So they went in. And so he says, did you see that? He says, yeah, absolutely. And she said, I saw a man, and she described everything he wore. Well, and described the man. He knew that man. That was the partner that died.
Yeah.
And what he wore and everything was the last time he had seen him. So he knew who it was, but yep. She didn't. But she was able to describe him precisely as a thing. So to me, that's a really intriguing.
Compelling story.
That's a compelling story. You know, Steve and I were talking about it, and I brought up the thought that a lot of these ghosts, I mean, we see these wispy things or whatever, orbs or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, to me, that are interesting, but, you know, something like that is really compelling. So we should have classifications of apparitions.
Yeah.
If we're going to do that. Absolutely. I mean, this is, what does Steve call it? The one from Ghostbusters, Class A vaporition or whatever. Yeah. It was
apparition.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was really good and clear. And to me, that was a very compelling account.
Yeah.
Versus some other stuff I've seen. So anyway,
no, it's great. And so many questions. What happened there? Did he project this image into her, or did, you know, because
we don't know.
Again, there's a lot of electromagnetic activity around humans. We know some people have better antennas than others, or different antennas than others, pick up different things.
So many people can read other people's thoughts. Right?
Yeah.
You're married for so many years, you complete sentences. Yeah. It's like, we know.
Well, what if she's like Maureen, but she hasn't tapped into it, or she isn't?
It's a possibility.
Isn't experienced at it yet and didn't know how to, couldn't differentiate between what she was picking up and, you know, what she, you know, because Maureen has visuals, right?
I can get visuals. I have daytime visuals. But anyways, we have to wrap it up, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So anyways, we never did get to the other thing, but that's all right. It's another day, another time. So anyways, we want to thank everybody for listening to us today. We want to thank Lou, by the way, for making this happen. And we want to thank
excited. This is great.
Loyal friends on Ghost Chronicles Radio and Patreon who helped make this possible as well. Thank you all so much. And stay tuned.
We're looking for a new Patreon. We're going to do a new Patreon after this. So people should look, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you want to become a member and help support shows like this and the other ones we do, become a member of Ghost Chronicles Radio on Patreon. It's $3 a month. You don't have to stay for life. You can go on for a while. There's like 50 videos and other crap on there that you can check out. So Ghost Chronicles Radio on Patreon. So there you go. Anyways, thank you all for listening. Good night or good morning or whatever it is, and good day. Take care.
From ghoulies to ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night. Deliver us, good Lord.